If everyone in the Missouri Senate, as well as our guests in upper gallery, would please rise for a prayer by Senator Rowden, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
Thank you, Father, for bringing us back to this beautiful building safely today. We thank you for your many blessings and thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve the people of Missouri in this way. Today we pray the Serenity Prayer over our time together today and over this chamber in the months and years to come. God, give me the grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed, courage to change the things which should be changed, and the wisdom to distinguish one from the other. Give us the wisdom that you gave Solomon as we do the work of the people today, and we pray for a special blessing on our families back home on this day and every day. We ask all these things in your name. Amen.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Eigel, Esslinger, Fitzwater, Gannon, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lukedemeyer, May, McCurry, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Razor, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schwarr, Thompson Rader, Trent, Washington, Williams.
Senator from Jefferson is here. A senator from the 7th is here. Senator from Cass is here. The quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Senator from Shelby.
For the benefit of the body, reporters from Great.
If we could get some order in the Senate chambers so we can hear the senator from Shelby County.
The benefit of the body, reporters from Gray TV, Nexstar Media, Missouri Independent, and Spectrum News are allowed to record today's session.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of resolutions.
Hearing no objection, the order of business shall be resolution. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I have a resolution. I ask that it be read.
Please send your resolution forward. Madam Secretary, please read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 1, offered by Senator O'Loughlin. Be it resolved by the Senate that the Secretary of the Senate inform the House of Representatives that the Senate is duly convened and is now in session as provided by Article 3, Section 32 of the Constitution and is ready for the consideration of its business.
Senator, would you care to explain your resolution?
Mr. President, I move the resolution be adopted.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, I close.
Senator from Shelby renews her motion that the resolution before the body be adopted. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the resolution. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I have a resolution. I ask that it be read.
Please send your resolution forward. Madam Secretary, please read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 2, offered by Senator O'Loughlin. Be it resolved by the Senate that the rules of the Senate, as adopted by the 102nd General Assembly, first regular session, be declared the rules of the veto session of the 102nd General Assembly.
Senator, would you care to move for the adoption of this resolution?
Yes, Mr. President, I move the resolution be adopted.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. Does any senator desire to be heard on this motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, I close.
Senator from Shelby County renews her motion that the resolution before the body be adopted. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the resolution. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, please inquire of the Secretary if there are messages from the governor. If so, I ask the reading be waived and the message be printed in the journal.
There are messages from the governor. The reading will be waived and they will be printed in the journal. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I move the Senate proceed to the order of business of vetoed bills and that the calendar be called.
The order of business will be vetoed bills. Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate bills number 189, 36, and 37. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate bills numbers 189, 36, and 37, an act relating to public safety.
Senator from Lawrence.
Request a point of personal privilege.
Senator from Lawrence requests a point of personal privilege. Senator, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Some of you may remember that I left the Capitol the week before the last week of session. I went to my home in Virginia because my dad was ill, and unbeknownst to me at the time, he would not recover. I spent a week with him. I had good conversation. I relayed some of those to you during the last session. A sweet time of making new memories and reliving old ones. I returned the next week, finished out the week, and then the week following, got news that Dad had died. And some of you may think it's a sad time, and certainly there were sad moments. We with my family and I, relive some of the times we had growing up and after those years. It was a sweet and precious time. But Dad lived 90 years, and on the 8th of this month, he would have been 91. I have a belief that someday I'll see him again, because the faith that I have says that, I believe it's in the book of John, perhaps chapter 14, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. And the way is the way to God. It's the real truth and the real life. Someone who has experienced a life in Christ, I think, has an experience that lasts their lifetime and is like none other. Because as we probably recall from reading the scripture, that when we were born, because of Adam and Eve's disobedience in the Garden of Eden, they were separated from God, and their spirits were dead, actually. They could only be revived through a relationship and the covering of blood through Jesus Christ and his death on the cross. In John 3:16, it talks about, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, meaning die, not only a physical death, but a spiritual death. They'll have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I went home the week or so after May, and I spent, well, goodness, no, it's actually a little bit later than that, but I spent nearly three full months with Mom and Dad were married nearly 70 years. And so helping her along a little bit to adjust back to single life, doing some odds and ends around the house to help her out. And I won't show it here because I can't do it, but if someone wants to see it, just, I think it was this last week, I was sitting at the table, and Mom raised her hand to touch her head, and I said, Mom, do that again. And she had a bicep for an 87-year-old woman that I wasn't going to pose against her because I think it was bigger than mine. I did get a snapshot of it, though. If you'd like to see an 87-year-old woman who continues to work, she mows neighbors' lawns, she cleans houses for people. One client, I think, is 40 years or more. She manages rentals. She's on the board of the Civic League. She's just active. and gardening as well, which is, I think that's where I got my love for gardening from her. I mentioned to her several times that I hope if I ever am able to reach the age of 87, that I'll have enough energy and strength and desire to continue working and be active like she is. And so thank you for all the words of condolence, but I'm telling you what, I'm happy because I have the peace in my heart that someday I'll see Dad again, and when Mom dies, same thing. And I'm hopeful that if you don't have that peace in your heart, you don't know that you'll live forever in eternity with the Lord. I'm happy to field your questions. I'm sure there are others who would be glad to do the same. But, Mr. President, thank you for allowing me to share that experience.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from the St. Charles 2nd District.
Mr. President, I have some very special guests I'd like to introduce to the body.
Are you seeking unanimous consent to
introduce? I am.
I thought you were. Hearing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today, on my right and your left, we have the State Treasurer, Vivek Malik. His brother has visited the Capitol several times, Vishal Malik. And I know I'm going to slaughter these names as somebody with a German last name. I'm used to it, so I do apologize. We have Girish and Prachi Nada from India. They are here for the past couple days. If we can make them feel very welcome, I'd greatly appreciate that.
Let's welcome the Treasurer and his family visiting today. Welcome to the Senate. Senator from Shelby.
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of resolutions, and I have a resolution, and hearing, I ask that it be read.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be resolutions. Please send your resolution forward. Madam Secretary, please read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 3, offered by Senator O'Loughlin. Be it resolved by the Senate that the Secretary of Senate informed that the House of Representatives, that the Senate, having been duly convened as provided by Article 3, Section 32 of the Constitution, made no motion to override the Governor's veto of Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills Numbers 189, 36, and 37 when the bill was called by the President.
Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I move the resolution be adopted.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, I close.
Senator from Shelby County renews her motion that the resolution before the body be adopted. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the resolution. Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I ask that the Senate go to the order of business of announcements, and I have an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator from Shelby.
President, the Senate will recess for 15 minutes or as long as it takes to get messages from the House. Mr. President, I move the Senate stand in recess until 12:45 or as long as it takes.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Shelby County. All those in favor of that motion signify, it's a recess motion. Senator will stand in recess until 12:45 this day.